This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was good news on the jobs front today. The number of people filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits fell again last week. That is 6 weeks in a row. First-time claims, continuing claims, overall claims, they are all trending down. All save one. The number of people on what are called pandemic emergency unemployment compensation, extended federal benefits for people who are long-term unemployed and whose regular state benefits have run out. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on the labor market context desk today.
The number of people on those extended unemployment benefits has been staying pretty steady at over 5 million for weeks now.
This pandemic has been going on for 15 months. We have a lot of people that are stuck in long-term unemployment.
Heidi Shierholz is a labor economist at the Economic Policy Institute. She says right now, almost 30% of people who are unemployed have been out of work for a year or more. Anne Elizabeth Conkle, an economist at Indeed, a marketplace underwriter, says a lot of them aren't going to find new jobs unless the labor market keeps improving.
Where we just, you know, ramp it up even more and more, where there's just so much hiring that it pulls in the people who are currently on PEUC.
People who've been out of work the longest almost always have the hardest time finding new jobs, says William Spriggs, an economist at Howard University.
That's why these high unemployment rates persist even after the labor market appears to have recovered.
With more than 20 states pulling out of all federal unemployment programs while so many people are still unemployed, and with pandemic-related unemployment benefits set to expire everywhere in early September, Spriggs says,
when we get to Labor Day, there's going to be a crisis because this long-term unemployment problem will not evaporate by September.
And if millions of people lose their benefits, he says, that will not be good for them or for the economy. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.